I don't think Libby's been here in quite a while. Have you, Libby? No? And Libby is going to do some spoken words, so let's give her a warm welcome. Next after Libby is John Loretz. John, are you here?
Great.
Is he ready?
Okay.
Getting ready.
Well, I'm very glad to be here tonight. And I'm probably going to be doing a first because I'm going to be giving my order to the barman since the order is intertwined with my material. I would like a glass of the Mayflower. Now, you know, when the Peabody sisters lived here in Concord, Sophia, sweet Sophia, who had terrible migraine headaches until she married Nathaniel Hawthorne, and Mary Mann also lived here, and their big sister Elizabeth would frequently visit. When Elizabeth was a little girl and went to school at 3 years of age, she always thought that she was going to see the Ann sisters at school, because around here people are always talking about their ancestors, and she thought that the ancestors were tall, beautiful ladies, all in white, and they were all named Anne. And now for my entree, I would like the sandwich that is called the Alcott, because I have a poem that Louisa wrote for Christmas in 1876. In the rush of early morning, when the red burns through the gray, and the wintry world lies waiting for the glory of the day. Then we hear a fitful rustling just without upon the stair. See, two small white phantoms coming. Catch the gleam of sunny hair. Are they Christmas fairies stealing rows of little socks to fill? Are they angels floating hither with their message of goodwill? What sweet spell are these elves weaving as like larks they chirp and sing? Are they palms of peace from heaven that these lovely spirits bring? Rosy feet upon the threshold, eager faces peeping through with the first red ray of sunshine, chanting cherubs come in view. Mistletoe and gleaming holly, symbols of a blessed day, in their chubby hands they carry, streaming all along the way. Well, we know them, never weary of this innocent surprise, waiting, watching, listening, always with full hearts and tender eyes. Well, our little household angels, white and golden in the sun, greet us with the sweet old welcome. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you, Louisa.
Merry Christmas to you, Libby. That was a perfect selection for tonight, and so well done. Thank you.